It's Sunday, February 15th, and welcome to Higher IQ. Quick question. Have you ever been stuck on something for hours? A work problem, a creative decision, even just the right thing to say, and then finally, having given up, you've gone to take a shower, and somewhere between the shampoo and the conditioner, the answer just appeared? Fully formed. Out of nowhere. Like your brain had been working on it the whole time and just forgot to tell you. Science finally knows why that happens. And a study out of Drexel University this week took it further. They found that people with the strongest ADHD symptoms are better at that kind of problem solving than most of the population. Not despite the way their brains work. Because of it. One story today, and it's a big one. That moment we just described, the shower epiphany, the walk around the block breakthrough, most people think of it as a happy accident, a brain glitch in their favor. It's not. That's a second problem-solving system, one that most of us barely know exists, and that science has only recently started taking seriously. And once you understand how it works, a lot of things start making sense, including why the kid who couldn't sit still in school might have been the smartest person in the room. Psychologists call them type 1 and type 2 processing. Type 2 is the one you think of as thinking. It's deliberate. It's step by step. It's the voice in your head, working through a spreadsheet, following a new recipe, parallel parking while someone watches you from the sidewalk. You can feel type 2 happening. It's effortful. It's why you're exhausted after a day of desk work, even though you didn't physically move. Your brain burned through glucose like it ran a marathon, except nobody gave you a medal or even a banana at the end. Type 1 is different. Type 1 is fast, automatic, and mostly invisible. It's the system that drives you home on a route you've taken 1,000 times while you think about something else entirely. It's why you meet someone and instantly get a vibe, good or bad, before they finish their first sentence. It's the part of your brain that hears 3 notes of a song and already knows every word. Type 1 doesn't reason. It connects. It pattern matches across a wider net than your conscious mind can access, and it delivers the result as a feeling or a sudden flash, what researchers call an aha moment. Both systems run all the time. You're not one or the other. But here's the thing. We've built basically everything, schools, offices, performance reviews, job interviews, around type 2. Show your work. Explain your reasoning. Walk me through the steps. Type 2 is legible. You can prove you did it. Type 1 just shows up with an answer and no receipt, which brings us to what happened at Drexel. A team led by doctoral student Hannah Maizano and senior researcher John Cunios, who's been studying creativity and insight for decades, wanted to test something. If ADHD is partly a weakness in executive function, the brain's ability to control attention, filter distractions, and stay on a linear track, then maybe people with strong ADHD symptoms are defaulting to type 1 processing more than everyone else. And maybe that's not the problem we've been treating it as. They gave 299 undergrads a creative problem-solving test called Compound Remote Associates. You see 3 words and need to find a 4th that connects all 3. So pine, crab, sauce. The answer is apple, pineapple, crab apple, applesauce. 60 puzzles. After each one, participants reported how the answer came to them, a sudden flash or a step-by-step grind. Everyone also filled out the adult ADHD self-report scale. Important detail, they didn't just test people with formal diagnoses. They measured the full spectrum. Everyone from, I can sit in a meeting for 3 hours without checking my phone, to I have 17 browser tabs open in my brain at all times and I can't find the one that's playing music. The results were clear. People with the strongest ADHD symptoms solved significantly more problems through insight, those sudden unconscious breakthroughs. People with the weakest symptoms used a balanced mix of insight and analysis. But here's the part that makes this study interesting, instead of just nice. When they looked at total problems solved, the curve was U-shaped. The highest symptom group and the lowest symptom group both outperformed everyone in the middle. Read that again. The people with the strongest ADHD symptoms didn't just solve problems differently, they solved more of them than most other participants. Not by compensating, not by trying harder to be analytical, by leaning into the exact cognitive style that gets flagged on report cards. The people who struggled most were in the middle of the spectrum. Not enough executive control to power through analytically, but too much to let their minds wander freely into insight territory. The middle got the worst of both worlds. The researchers think they know why. If your attention filter is tight, high executive control, you're great at blocking distractions and grinding through problems methodically, effective. But if your filter is loose, which is essentially what ADHD symptoms reflect, irrelevant information leaks through. And some of that irrelevant information turns out to be exactly the unexpected connection the problem needed. The leak is the feature. One researcher framed it as the difference between a focused spotlight and a wide lantern. The spotlight finds what it's looking for. The lantern illuminates things you didn't know were there. And that's your shower, by the way. When you stop focusing, when you let the warm water and the mundane routine quiet your type 2 brain, you're basically loosening the filter on purpose. You're giving type 1 room to work. People with strong ADHD symptoms aren't doing this on purpose. Their filter is just built that way, which means they're walking around with the shower brain on all the time. So what does this mean for your actual week? If you've been stuck on something for an hour, that grinding is type 2, and it's clearly not working. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be stuck. The move that feels lazy, getting up, going for a walk, cleaning your kitchen, doing literally anything else, is actually a processor switch. You're handing the problem to type 1, which works best when your conscious mind gets out of the way. The shower epiphany isn't random. It's what happens when you stop white-knuckling the problem and let a different system take over. If you've ever felt guilty for not being able to focus the way other people seem to, this reframes that. The inability to stay locked on one thing might mean your brain is running a wider search. That's not broken attention. That's different architecture. And if you manage people or teach kids, we've designed most environments to reward the spotlight. Sit still. Focus. Show your steps. For a lot of tasks, that's right. You want your accountant on type 2. You want your surgeon on type 2. But when you need creative problem solving, brainstorming in a conference room for 2 hours might be the worst approach. You're forcing everyone into type 2 when you need type 1. Better design. Present the problem, discuss it briefly, then send everyone home. Let the lanterns work overnight. Now, and this part matters, this isn't an ADHD is actually a superpower pep talk. ADHD creates real challenges in school, at work, in relationships. The researchers are clear about that, and the study has limits. 299 students at one university, self-reported symptoms, one type of puzzle. It needs replication. But the core finding, that these brains outperform most people on creative problem solving, not despite their wiring, but because of it, that challenges something deeper. We've treated analytical, step-by-step reasoning as the gold standard of intelligence for so long that when a brain doesn't do it well, we call it a disorder. We measure one kind of thinking and call it everything. This study says we might be grading on the wrong curve. We've spent decades building schools around type 2. Sit still, show your work, follow the steps. Built offices the same way. Hours at desks, structured processes, measurable outputs, and then pathologized the brains that don't thrive there. A lab in Philadelphia just measured what those brains actually do when you give them a creative challenge. Turns out they were solving problems. We just kept telling them to pay attention. So if you're listening to this on a Sunday morning, a little scattered, half thinking about three other things while you make breakfast, relax. Your brain isn't failing to focus. It's running a wider search. And the next time you have your best idea in the shower, you'll know why. You finally stop trying to think. And a different, older, wider part of your brain took over. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.